A reading from the Gospel of John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been pruned by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel reading hits close to home, particularly at this time of year when so many of us can be found in yards and house gardens, community gardens on the farm, tending new shoots, training growing plants that hopefully will soon be burgeoning with flowers and fruit. Gardening is truly an act of trust and faith. Some of the most difficult things about gardening for me are the acts of thinning and pruning. For example, carrots planted from seed need to be thinned once they start to come up to make room for sunlight and moisture and to allow air to circulate. Thinning literally allows the remaining plants to breathe. I'm happy for those new carrots being given the opportunity to grow, but also saddened at having to take that chance away from the potential carrot that basically gives up its life to allow other life in. And then there are flowers. I love wildflowers. Once I scattered wildflower seed the length of a split rail fence at my pre-religious life house. I also planted a variety of morning glory that was a beautiful, deep purple. Big mistake. All of the flowers came up beautifully. Cosmos, Coreopsis, Phlox, Zinnia, Coneflower, you name it. But the morning glory also came up beautifully, twining its tendrils around all of the other flowers, literally choking them to death. So I had to painstakingly and painfully cut the stems and tendrils to release the morning glory's grip from each of the other flowers. Pruning, causing death in order to preserve and promote life, may be necessary, but it can also be very painful. Is this the kind of pruning that Jesus is referring to in this gospel? If, as is written earlier in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. If that Word lives in us as we profess, would God actually destroy any part of that Word in order to promote more life? I don't know. Although I don't think so, what I do believe is that God and Jesus the Christ, may be asking each of us to look deeply within, to identify both the weeds and the deceptively beautiful yet potentially deadly flowers that, if allowed to take root and grow, will literally choke the life and spirit out of us. Yet once pulled, even they can be laid aside and used as a kind of experiential compost, helping enrich the soil of our soul. Maybe we are being asked to be the gardeners of our own hearts. Maybe we are being asked to let go of those attitudes and experiences that are buried deep within and are choking us. We're not being asked to ignore them, but to set them aside, where they are accepted as part of our truth and where they can also become part of new, rich soil. Thinning and pruning our obsessions, our complaints and egos, our biases and prejudices, our sense of entitlement, our neediness, our shame, our guilt. It's hard work, and it can be painful. Wear good gloves, but always, always remember that we are never alone in our toil. If we abide in Jesus, we will come to see that the Christ always abides in us. Thank God Jesus is a patient gardener and a sustainable one to boot.